The British Prime Minister Theresa May says a failure to deliver Brexit would be catastrophic for the United Kingdom. Mrs. May is urging MPs to back her crucial deal, saying it's time to stop the games and deliver Brexit for millions who voted to leave the EU. Here's Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan.
With just 48 hours until Theresa May's deal is put to the test, the Prime Minister is making a last-ditch plea to her colleagues. Writing in the Sunday Express, Mrs. May urged MPs to back her deal to leave the European Union. She says a Brexit failure would be an unforgivable breach of trust in democracy. But Mrs. May's deal with Brussels seems doomed to fail. More than 100 Tory MPs publicly oppose it. The Brexit Secretary, Stephen Barclay.
We recognise that it is challenging. So we're working hard with colleagues, we're working hard with EU leaders. The Prime Minister has been speaking to them in terms of the specific concerns we've heard.
The opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says Labour will table a no-confidence motion against the government imminently if Mrs. May loses the vote.
We will table a motion of no-confidence in the government at a time of our choosing, but it's going to be soon, don't worry about that.
Many Labour MPs support a second referendum on Brexit, but Mr. Corbyn says his preference is a push for a general election and refreshed negotiations with the EU.
My own view is that I would rather get a negotiated deal now if we can to stop the danger of a no-deal exit from the EU on the 29th of March, which would be catastrophic.
There are reports of a Brexit coup being orchestrated by a cross-party group of MPs, including former ministers. The Sunday Times says rebel MPs are working on a plan to put forward legislation to suspend or delay Article 50, the legislation that triggered a process towards Brexit. Former Downing Street adviser Katie Perrier.
It's quite a significant moment in terms of where we go in future in terms of our political system and the way that the executive rules overall the legislature, where backbenchers want to take over Parliament, where Brexit might not happen, there might be a delay to Article 50, and it could be game over for Brexit entirely.
Asked about this plot by MPs to take control of the Parliament, Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay warned that it could mean the Parliament is unable to deliver on Brexit.
The risk that is posed by people in Parliament who stood, the vast majority stood on a manifesto to respect Brexit, both the Labour Party and the Conservative Party manifestos said they would respect the referendum result. But it is self-evidently the case that the risk of Parliament acting in a way that frustrates what was the biggest vote in our history has increased.
The Liberal Democrats leader Sir Vince Cable believes the Parliament should do whatever it takes to avoid the UK leaving the EU with no deal.
Yes, that's exactly what will happen, and that's exactly what we should be doing, because it would be absolutely outrageous and unforgivable.
The former Conservative Prime Minister Sir John Major says his country is in such a state, a second referendum on Brexit is the only sensible course of action. This is Bridget Brennan in London reporting for AM.